Ladies and gentlemen, my Scouser Abroad is a real Scouser Abroad, living in Singapore, but happens to be home to see a family, which I believe is a very big family, and it's Janice O'Connor. Hello, Janice.
Hello, Pete.
How are you?
I'm good. Good to see you.
Likewise. I'm so pleased we've caught up this time because I've been to your home in Singapore. You have a beautiful home and your hospitality is second to none. You've been absolutely lovely. So it's delightful to see you home. How long are you home for?
Total of 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
Leaving next Wednesday.
Yeah. And is it just family?
Yes, family, purely family.
So let's go back to the beginning, because you've had a hell of a life. Let's go back to where you originally came from.
Hong Kong.
Right?
Yep.
Came to Liverpool.
Yes.
Why?
First of all, to celebrate my mom's 50th birthday in Manchester, and then end up in the chippy in my mom's.
Which was in Manchester?
No, in Liverpool.
In Liverpool.
County Road.
County Road.
Yeah.
So you're working in the chippy.
Yep.
A long time ago. Can you remember how much chips were in those days?
It was about 29 pence.
29. I love it. So you're working in the chippy.
Yes.
Did you ever think in your wildest dream as a beautiful young lady that you would finish up in Singapore?
Never thought about it. It just happened. I'm very lucky to be in Singapore.
Yeah. Now, tell us the story about your husband, because you met him and he proposed.
Yeah, when I was working in the chippy for my mom, he happened to come in at night after he finished his work in Breezes or the disco at night to have a supper. Yeah. So that's how we met.
So he walked in, he fell in love straight away, didn't he?
Actually, I fell in love with his car.
So you went past him to the car.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice car.
Yeah, yeah.
But he fell in love with you straight away, didn't he?
Well, he said that. Yeah. I believe so.
And didn't he propose quickly because you were going back to Hong Kong?
Yes.
So tell us how that happened.
Well, I went back to Hong Kong, actually. He didn't say anything. I was thinking not to come back because I just met this young guy nearly 13 years older than... I was 13 years older than him. I thought, no, it can't be serious. So I went back to Hong Kong thinking to get away from him. But I still miss him, so I came back.
Wow. What's life like in Hong Kong? Let's talk about Hong Kong first. You've still got family there, haven't you?
No, my family is actually in Isle of Man now, all of them.
Right.
Yeah. Dad passed away a long time ago, and Mum just left us 2.5 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And they were all living in the Isle of Man?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
But you've got family in Liverpool?
Cousins.
You've got cousins.
And my husband's family.
Do you go back to Hong Kong at all?
Yes, I do go back every year,
yeah.
At least twice a year.
So what's life like in Hong Kong? Have you seen a big change?
Oh, yes. A lot of changes in Hong Kong. Whether under the British or Chinese, always changes in Hong Kong anyway.
Right.
But I think the last few years been changed to the worst that I don't really like to see.
Can you explain the mass of people that live there? Because I've been once and it was scary.
Mm.
Because you walk along the street and you're being carried along the street.
That's right. You don't need to walk. They just push you. Yeah, it's like Tokyo.
Yeah, it's frightening, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But a majority of people from mainland China nowadays.
Really?
Yeah.
Because of what's happened with the Brits leaving?
Before that, right. Already was a lot of mainland Chinese in Hong Kong. But after that, there's so many flocked to Hong Kong.
Yeah.
We are the very few original people of Hong Kong that was before the British government took over Hong Kong.
Right. Now, you and your husband, and he's a Scouser as well, were living here. Why did he pick Singapore? Why did you both pick Singapore?
I actually picked Singapore. Yes.
So you're in charge in the family?
Yes. Well, there's two.
You're the boss.
No. He asked me whether to go to Hong Kong or Singapore because two job offers. So I said, let's go to Singapore. I love Singapore. I've been there 1980. That year, I went for the orchid show. I love Singapore. It's so clean. People were so warm and friendly. So I said, let's go to Singapore.
And did he want to go abroad? Was he looking
to go abroad? Yes, yes, yes. Actually, we looked because he used to work for Color Vision, as you knew, right?
Yeah.
Because he signed the contract with the company when he, you know, the executive course, that when you leave the company, you can't work for any other competitors for 2 years.
Right.
In UK.
So he finished up quite big, didn't he, in the company?
Okay. Okay-ish.
So, yeah. But he couldn't work for anybody else, yes. So his hands were tied.
Yes, for 2 years. Yeah. Unless you have someone like, you know, big company to put up a legal battle, but he didn't want to do that, with his former chairman anyway. So the solution was to go overseas for 2 years and then come back. And 25 years later, we're still there.
Now, 25 years in Singapore. You never moved, did you?
No,
stayed
never.
In Singapore.
Yes.
You must have, and as you know, I go over regularly, and I agree with you. I think it's the most beautiful place on this earth. I feel comfortable. A child can walk down the street feeling comfortable at 3 in the morning. And there's no undercurrent. It is what you see is what you get.
Absolutely.
I love it. But you must have seen a huge difference in the cost of living.
Oh, yes. I used to come back and, you know, spend some money in Liverpool or in Manchester. And the cost difference in Singapore, it was massive difference. When we came back to UK, this is really expensive, much cheaper in Singapore. But now coming back from Singapore is so reasonable price. I wouldn't say cheap, but compared to Singapore, it's so reasonable.
That's
grocery, wine and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
House, you know, the property, cars, especially cars and properties.
Now, you and Terry come back a lot, don't you?
Yes.
Because you love your roots.
Yes.
And Terry's a huge Liverpool supporter.
Yes.
Do you follow football?
I don't, but I always, like, play every single game. I play for their win.
Only because you live with somebody who'd give you a grief if they lost.
Yeah.
Now, Singapore, life in Singapore. First of all, the big thing is the price of property is astronomical,
yes.
isn't it?
Yes.
Crazily.
Absolutely crazy. It's a crazy market. But now the government doing some cooling measure, so it's quite kind of control a little bit.
Tell people what sort of money you're talking about. A four-bedroom house, a two-bedroom apartment. Give me a rough idea.
Well, it depends on which area you're in. If you're in central area, a four-bedroom apartment can cost you like at least 8 million Singapore dollars, at least.
What's that in English? Because I know you're very good.
About four million.
4 million.
4 million pounds.
4 million.
Yeah.
Houses, I mean, we've got a friend, Patrick Fiat, near Patrick. There's one house there for 36 million.
Yeah, easily.
So what sort of people are there? The richest people in the world.
Very rich people moved to Singapore now because of the safety. The political climate there is, you know, very safe, and they can park their money there. You know the Facebook guy?
Yeah.
He's also there. He became Singaporean, yeah.
Oh, right.
Not Zuckerberg,
no.
The other one.
Right. Interesting. Life over there, is it clicky? I mean, there's a lot of Brits there. Is there a set? I know your husband's incredibly successful in an amazing business. Is it very clicky or people friendly or not?
I would say people are still friendly because, well, we socialize with mainly local people and some expats. It's the other way around now. When we first arrived Singapore, mainly expat friends. But now we develop a big base of local Singaporean friends, and we see both sides, and I still find people are very friendly. I think because you're foreigner there, and the local treat you very friendly, and then the expats, because we're on the same boat, we tend to look out for each other.
Yeah. Now, once again, you could eat off the floor. It is that clean.
Yes.
There's no chewing gum allowed. They don't sell chewing gum there. And you can get fined and also do community service for chewing gum.
Yes,
you?
Yes.
Is there any downsides that you don't like in Singapore?
I don't see the downsides, from my point of view, because I'm a housewife. The strict rule of the government means saver environment for all of us. I don't see any.
No downside at all. That's that's incredible.
Yeah.
Are you finding that more and more, I mean, you've lived there, the way buildings go up is ridiculous. Crazy.
Yes, yes. You know, if your building is like 30 years old, it's very old.
Really? Wow.
Recently, our apartment's been on block, means the whole development sold to the developer, right?
Right.
And that happened.
Wow.
They will knock our place down and rebuild.
And what will you have to do while that happens?
Well, we'll pay well. So we have to look for another.
Oh, so you'll look for. I see. So that's interesting. So the block's been sold. Mm. They will then come to you, pay you probably what you want.
Yeah.
And then you've got to look for somewhere else.
That's right.
How do you feel about that? I understand why, but how do you feel about that?
Well,
you have a beautiful home.
Yeah, I feel very sad because the building is not really that old. Yeah. You know, if you buy the, well, let's say we take the money to buy the new development, we'll probably get 2/3 of the size.
Right.
You know.
Because of costings.
The costing.
Yeah, because you've got a beautiful big home. Now, explain to people about cars, because cars are very expensive there, aren't they? Explain how that works.
I think you pay, but the government tax you like, I don't know, how many folds, right? Let's say, I don't know about others.
It's hypothetically.
Yeah. I drive a small BMW.
Right.
I think it's 4 times the price here.
4 times.
4 times.
Because it's such a small island, they don't want
so many cars.
So many cars.
Yeah. And so before you buy a car, you have to buy an entitlement. It's called COE.
Yeah.
The Certificate of Entitlement. That can cost you like 50,000 to 100,000 Singapore dollars.
Wow.
Before you buy a car.
Even buy a car. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, you've got kids. Fabulous kids. Done incredibly well for themselves.
They do.
Very proud of them.
Yeah.
What's it like? What was their education like growing up? Or did they come over here for?
They started from Tanglin Trust School. Which is very English system school, almost like British school in Singapore. But later on, we moved them to United World College, which is more international. They finished their high school there, and then our son came back to Exeter for his uni, mm-hmm. and our daughter came back to Central St. Martin. She's now working in London doing graphic design.
Which is great. And they're lovely kids as well.
They are, yes.
You should be very, very,
very
proud.
Very proud. Yeah. Very proud.
Did Terry settle in straight away in Singapore? Not quite. No.
Not quite.
Took a while.
A while, yes.
Did you?
I was okay, apart from the weather, too hot. They thought I'd be okay for the weather because I'm Asian. But I came from Singapore. We came from Hong Kong. We do have winter.
Yeah.
And I've been living in UK for too long.
So you know what the winter is,
yes.
Now, what's the weather like the whole year round in Singapore? Because I've only been in the summer. What's it like in the rainy season?
Season still about 28 to 30 degrees.
Yeah.
And if it's a hot season, now we can get up to 34, 35.
Yeah. Life is expensive there to live.
Too expensive.
As in to eat out and clubs and everything. It's very expensive.
Yeah, wine. So expensive.
Wine is scandalous.
Yeah.
A beer's about £8.
I know. It's ridiculous.
But it doesn't seem to put people off, does it?
Well, it does. It does put people off.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
You don't get people get drunk all over
the... Oh, they don't get drunk.
Yeah, get drunk, but not...
Can't afford to get drunk.
You don't see that many, like in the UK, right?
Yeah. No, that's the great thing. Now, explain. You're a beautiful woman. You dress beautifully.
Thank you.
You have beautiful things. Explain what it's like shopping in Singapore. Oh, my word.
I don't really shop in Singapore, to be honest. Yes. Yeah. I shop for my clothing in the UK.
Right.
When I travel, because we do travel a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Recently, I was... Well, before I came here, I was supposed to go to Vegas. But my visa was wrong.
Right.
Applied for the wrong type of visa. I couldn't go. So I came here. I normally shop overseas.
Right. Well, explain what the shopping like's there, because I've never seen shops like it. There's three levels, isn't there? Three down, yeah. Under the ground. It's yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it takes you a day or two to walk around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
But all those big names that you have here anyway, if you go to London, the same.
Well, yeah, but the... Three times bigger than London.
I know.
I've never seen anything like the shops. As you know, our lovely friend Patrick yeah. Fiat is the general manager of the Royal on Scots. And the shops there just yeah. take my breath away.
Yeah, they went across the road from him, which is Ion.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Yeah.
It is. And also expensive.
Yeah.
Also expensive.
Very expensive.
This lady, I will say it, she'll be embarrassed, but I will say it anyway. She's incredibly, her and her husband, incredibly generous to charities. They put an awful lot back, an awful lot back. And in fact, you bought an Emma Rogers statue, and she's the one that's put the Cilla Black statue.
Oh, so you're enjoying it.
Yeah. It's beautiful, the piece you
have. It is.
And you've also got another home somewhere else, haven't you, which you always give as a prize for people to
yes,
stay.
Yes, that's in Bali.
In Bali. Mm. So you have do you use the home there?
Yes, yes, yeah. We're going there for Chinese New Year.
Right.
Yeah. And we, that time, Patrick and Sean, they all came to our villa in Bali.
That's right.
And Patrick cooked up a storm there. So I'm using one of his recipes for my cookery book.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Now, tell us about the cookery book. Explain what you're doing.
Okay. I'm doing a cookery book for a charity, the Make-A-Wish Foundation. It will be 100 recipes in the cookery book, plus stories behind the each recipes. Mm-hmm. Patrick will be featured in one of them.
Yeah.
And my daughter is the designer for the book cover. And we're going to print about 1,000 copies and selling for $100 Singapore.
Yep.
All go to charity.
That's fantastic. Where did you get the idea from?
My friend suggested to me 3 years ago. I didn't take it. And she mentioned it to me and I just laughed it off. And a year ago, she came back from Canada and said to me, why don't you do it? So I said, okay, I'll do it.
Have you got a title for the book?
Open Kitchen.
Like that.
Yeah.
And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this lady can cook. Oh, my word, this lady can cook. Do you think the two of you and Terry, your husband, will ever come back to live here?
I love to come back to live in Singapore. I mean, Liverpool. That's why we actually planning. We got the next door
where you live.
Purchased. Yeah. So we're going to make it into one. Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
So if you do move back, you'll go there.
Yeah. I love to come back and spend more time here.
Yeah. But you'll still have a little place in Singapore?
I think so.
Little bedsitter.
Little.
Cost you $2 million. So have you got a lot of friends here and a lot of relatives? Because
yes.
Your birthday party the other year
yes.
was the restaurants were sold out.
Yes.
I have never seen a birthday party like it.
Yeah.
I've never seen food like it. It was the best birthday party I've ever been to. Ladies and gentlemen, we got carry out. We didn't just get a little carry out. We got a big bloody carry out. It was a fabulous party.
Yeah, that's the Chinese way of celebrating 60th.
Yeah. Well, it's all about food rather than drink, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Yes. But we actually, you pay a lot more for food, but you save a lot from the
alcohol.
It's the other way around.
So how often do you get back to England?
Twice a year, at least.
Yeah. Mm. And your son is he?
In Singapore, he's doing well. He's yeah. doing the event company.
Right.
Working 4 days a week, but he's got his own little pop-up event called Ice Cream Sunday. Oh. Also, party for young people.
Fab.
Yeah, but I joined them also.
So tell me, did he want to come back to Singapore? Or did he not want to stay in England?
He didn't want to come back to Singapore first.
No.
He went to do his gap year in Australia, but he didn't like it.
No.
He wanted to come back to London to work, but he missed out the application. So on the other hand, they got a job there in Singapore for him. So he took it and then he stayed there till now.
Fantastic. Janice O'Connor, I'm so pleased that you've come in today because I love doing my Scousers Abroad. What would you say to people? Because many people listen to this and we've been doing it for many years and we've been round the world a couple of times. But I always ask this question because there's a lot of people listening would love to do what you and Terry did, but just can't take that step.
Mm.
What advice would you give them if they're thinking of doing it, going abroad, going everywhere, going to try it?
Well, when you have young family, maybe a bit difficult. Sometimes it's where your job takes you. It's not that you want to go somewhere to work. We didn't set our goal to go somewhere that we like, but because of Terry's situation, right? So, but if people wanting to go overseas to work, to live, checked out the country, the safety of the country, stable government,
yeah.
Cost of living, a lot of things to think about. The children's education. And we were very lucky because Singapore just have everything.
What I love about Terry, and I love him for this, and I've got a couple of friends that are like him, he's never forgotten his roots,
yeah.
and his friends here are his school pals. He's never changed them, has he? He's never. The ones he worked with, the ones he went to school, I mean, he's never changed. And he's a very successful man in Singapore.
He's okay. Yeah. He's been working hard. And he always remember his friends. Actually, last night I was in Paul Beatty's home for dinner.
Yep.
Yeah. Because when he's not here, I'm alone. They always invited me over to their home for dinner.
And he's a good friend of
Terry's. Yeah, good friend. One of the three best friends in Liverpool.
Yeah, that's great.
Aaron and Bobby and Paul.
That's smashing. So, Janice, thank you for talking to me.
You're welcome. Lovely to be here.